MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Absolutely, Bill. Great to be talking with you once again as we're heading into September and the baseball season. Just only a few weeks left.
Exactly. Well, and it could not end soon enough in some ways for the Red Sox as they've lost again.
You can say that again, Bill. Absolutely. They dropped their third straight last night, falling to the Braves 7-5 at Fenway. And there was history made at Fenway Park the last two nights. But, unfortunately, it wasn't the Red Sox making the history. A couple hitters from the Atlanta Braves did the trick. On Tuesday, the Braves' Marcell Ozuna became the first National League player to hit three home runs in a game at Fenway. Then last night, his teammate Adam Duvall decided to hit three home runs in a game. So Ozuna and Duvall become the first teammates in Major League history with three home runs in consecutive games. So the ball was flying out of Fenway the last few nights.
Mm. And the Braves used to play in Boston many, many years ago. Yeah.
There's the connection. It all comes full circle.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So what do we got here for the Red Sox the rest of the week, and where are they at right now other than last place?
Well, last place is a given. Record of 12-25. That's ripe for a 13.5 game deficit behind the Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox wrapping up the week, beginning a five-game series, just a five-game series, with the Blue Jays tonight at Fenway. Part of that five-game series, the Red Sox playing their first seven-inning doubleheader. It will be played tomorrow.
Interesting. All right. Hey, busy week for the Red Sox as far as trades, so what can you share with me?
Yep, the trade deadline was back on Monday afternoon. The Red Sox made three deals before the deadline. Of course, last week they did make a deal. We talked about sending Brandon Workman and Heath Hembree to the Phillies. So before the deadline, they sent first baseman Mitch Moreland to the Padres for a couple minor league prospects. Then outfielder Kevin Pillar, he was sent to the Rockies for a player to be named later in international slot money. And then pitcher Josh Osha sent to the Cubs for a player to be named later. So a lot of new faces coming in and out of the Red Sox lineup. They have also placed pitcher Davinson Hernandez on the IL with a sprained left AC joint. Some new names coming onto the active roster for the Red Sox from Pawtucket include pitchers Mike Kickham and Robinson Lehrer, along with Andrew Triggs, infielders Bobby Dahlbeck and Yaro Munoz. All household names, Bill. I know they are. You definitely, if fans were allowed into Fenway Park, the old saying goes, you definitely need a scorecard to tell the players.
Well, I can't tell you. I know I do not have my Andrew Triggs jersey yet, but I'm working on it. Okay.
Get down to Jersey Street quickly. You can pick one up this morning, I'm sure, at a nice reduced price.
Hey, a quick summary. Thumbs up, thumbs down on these deals by the Red Sox?
Well, obviously, who knows what it really comes down to. Supposedly, the pitchers received in the trade with the Phillies, Nick Pivetta, he had a lot of major league experience. So he's down in Pawtucket right now, so he could, you know, slot into the rotation. They received a minor league pitcher there who has some good upside. The two minor league prospects, a third baseman and an outfielder from the Padres coming from Mitch Moreland. They're supposed to be high-end prospects. And again, we get the players to be named later. Who knows what happens there? And of course, the prospects, they're just prospects. You never know how they're going to pan out. So hopefully, out of all the people coming back to the Red Sox, maybe one or two will make it to the majors and be productive for the Red Sox. I mean, I don't have a problem with any of these moves the Sox made, obviously, with Moreland, Pillar, Osich. Those guys were going to be free agents at the end of the year. So, get what you can. Same thing with Workman and Hembree. So at least you got something for those guys. A couple players I was surprised the Red Sox didn't move included outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr., who's a free agent at the end of the year, as well as pitcher Matt Barnes. So we'll have to see if they end up staying with the organization going forward or if they just walk away and we get nothing for them. But that all remains to be seen as this season just limps along to the end.
Well, I'll tell you, Andy, some sad baseball news to report today. Tom Seaver, the legendary New York Met, played for other teams as well. But his breakout year, I was just looking this up today, Andy, in 69, he had the 25 wins. He was just 24 years old, leading the Mets to the Miracle Mets to that world championship in 69. But Tom Seaver passing away.
Yeah, sad day, Bill, obviously. He passed away Monday, according to the Baseball Hall of Fame, at the age of 75 from complications from dementia and COVID-19. The news came out last night. I caught word of it during the Red Sox game. Seaver, obviously the greatest New York Met of all time. He played 20 seasons. He also pitched for the Reds, White Sox, and he finished his career with the Red Sox back in 1986 as he was traded for Steve Lyons. He did help the Sox down on that stretch drive getting to the postseason. Unfortunately, he was not able to pitch in the postseason because of a pulled hamstring. That may have been a difference for the Red Sox in that World Series against his former team, the Mets. Maybe the Red Sox would have been able to take that series if Seaver could have started a game instead of the likes of maybe an oil can Boyd, or even coming out of the bullpen instead of bringing in Al Nipper in some key situations in the seventh game especially. Who knows what would have happened, but we can dream on that one. But I guess we don't have to worry about that anymore with the World Championships the Red Sox have given us in this decade. But overall, Seaver won 311 games, 3,640 strikeouts. That's good for sixth all-time. A career ERA of 2.86. Three-time Cy Young Award winner, 12-time All-Star. National League Rookie of the Year in 1967. As you mentioned, he won the World Series with the Mets in 1969. Won 20 or more games five times. Won the ERA title three times. And he was the opening day starter for his team 16 times. That is a major league record. And another note, which was talked about last night during the Red Sox broadcast about Seaver, he pitched 231 complete games at 61 career shutouts. When you think about that now, 231 complete games. You'll never see a pitcher throw that many in his career. I mean, you're lucky if you see five or six pitchers throw a complete game during a season at this point. So definitely one of, if not the greatest right-handed pitcher of all time in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, not only – I was thinking of the same thing earlier just before you mentioned it. A real workhorse and obviously a very talented workhorse. Man, what a pitcher he was. And just seemed like a great guy, too, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, he certainly did. He went on to the broadcast booth after retiring as well. He did some work on Yankee games as well as Met games, and he did some national baseball broadcasting working for NBC. So, yeah, definitely a sad day in baseball, and he definitely will be missed.
As a youth, Andy, I remember that 69 season where they were in that pennant race, and I was surprised. I looked up this morning that the Mets actually finished eight games ahead of, I think, the Cubs. But, man, the Cubs, the Pirates, the Cardinals, it was a great race in 69 for that National League, I guess, East title or whatever. But and they went into divisional play. But, anyways, just and that was a great pitching staff for the Mets with Ryan, Gentry, Kuzman. You know, they were something.
Red Sox are using those guys right now.
Oh, man. In direct contrast to what we're looking at now at Fenway. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Hey, what else? Finally wrapping it up, Andy, what else do you have to share with us here?
Well, kind of an interesting note back on Tuesday as the Giants beat the Rockies 23-5 at Coors Field. Giants Alex Dickerson hit three home runs in that game, drove in six. Also, the Giants' Donovan Solano and Brandon Crawford drove in six runs as well, making it the first time in Major League history that three teammates had at least six RBIs in the same game. And then one little final note, former Red Sox outfielder Manny Ramirez, 48 years old. You can try to catch him if you can, but he's now playing with the Sydney Blue Sox in the Australian League. I don't know where we can find those games and be streaming them online, but Manny being Manny, back on the field and looking to rake a little bit and maybe pick up a few more home runs and hits out there.
Wow, that's great news. Manny playing for the Sydney Blue Sox. Nice. Okay. Anything else to share with us, Andy? Any final thoughts on this this week?
Well, it'll be interesting to see the Blue Jays coming into Fenway. They're one of the upstart teams in Major League Baseball, kind of a fun team to watch. A lot of young stars coming up on that team and former sons of former major leaguers. You have, of course, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. playing for that team. You have Kevin Biggio, son of Craig Biggio, the Hall of Famer. And unfortunately, you won't see Bo Bichette, their shortstop, the son of Dante Bichette, who played for the Red Sox at one point. He's on the injured list. But, Blue Jays have been whacking the ball around. They're having a good little season, and they're in the fight for a playoff spot. So, something to watch against the Red Sox that might be some interest to fans out there, because definitely you won't be having much interest in watching what the local nine is throwing out there.
Jeez. All right, on that sad but accurate note, we end it. Andy Carboni, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.